إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, we have as Muslims, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, the pillars of Iman. The pillars of Iman. الإيمان بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتب والرسل. We have to believe in Allah, Day of Judgment, all the books, all the prophets. And we have to believe in this because these are the pillars of Iman. And Iman, as you know, it's a no action thing. It's just believe with your heart. Just to believe with your heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Because the Islam, you have to take it from actions to prove what you believe. And the Day of Judgment, which is what we are going to concentrate on, something that we must believe in. And the word Iman, always about something ghaib, unknown. That's why you have to believe in it. Because if it's something that physically, that you can touch it, or you can see it, or you can hear it, it's not Iman, it's not believe anymore, it's a fact. It's a fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. That's the main thing. Because once you have seen all of these facts, in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, believers will see Allah inshaAllah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. That's a fact. It's not a belief anymore. And the Day of Judgment, we believe in it, and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us about it. When he told us about it, he told us in the hadith, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَنَامُونَ وَتُبْعَثُونَ كَمَا تَسْتَيْقِظُونَ. يعني death is exactly as if you are going to sleep, and resurrection from death is exactly as you wake up from sleeping. لَتَمُوتُنَّ كَمَا تنامون ولتبعثن كما تستيقظون. So this is the main thing. والله سبحانه وتعالى, as he continues in this hadith, سيجازين لتجزون, يعني that means the rewards, بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات سيئات. So that means whatever you have done, you will take the rewards, what you deserve to this. وإنها, يعني after this, either جنة forever or nar forever. That means it's either Jannah, paradise forever, or either hellfire forever. وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So it's a fact that we have to believe in it, and to believe in these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, who are these people that will have inshaAllah their share and their place in Jannah? And you have to know something, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Al-Jannah, just to get in, you are going to be happy. And that happiness is forever. You didn't know even where are you going to Jannah, because Jannah has many, many levels. سنتقاسم الجنة, that each and every one of us will get to a certain level, inshaAllah, as what have, how good have you been. But before getting into this, you will be extremely happy just to get in Jannah. Why? Because before you get to this, you will see your place in Jahannam. People who will get to Jannah inshaAllah, they will see their place. Where is their place? In hellfire. Each and every one of us, since Adam up to the end of life, has a place in paradise and a place in Jahannam. It's you, what you want to select. And those people who go to Jannah will see their place in Jahannam. That's your place if you have been disobeying Allah. And you will be extremely endless happy just not to get to this. But you will see it. So just by getting into Jannah, you are extremely happy just because you are not there. Only. This is just the start. And the other way around, so people go to Jahannam, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They will see their place in Jannah. And then they will get, وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ to Jahannam. And that's why they will live in Jannah. In Jahannam, regretting all the time. Regretting all the time that they have lost their what they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those people, inshaAllah, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The winners, the believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people, when they pray, they do khushu. Well, khushu is a behavior to show humiliation to Allah. تَخْشَعَ. That means you are now standing in front of Allah to pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Nonsense, wasting time. مُعْرِضُونَ, أَعْرَض, stop it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. People who are very much conservative to their private parts. You have to understand something. الَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. Because you have to know something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this each and every one this the desire for sex. That's a given. But you have to control this one to use it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to where to use it. Where to use it. And that's the most important thing. And when you just do this, you take thawab. إِنَّ فِي ضُبْعِ أَحَدُكُمْ ثَوَاب. الضُبْعِ, that means when you have sexual intercourse, the wife and the husband will take thawab, subhanAllah. Just to do this, you have the pleasure and you have thawab. Why? Because if you do it out of your marriage, it's a sin. So when you do it within your marriage, it's a thawab. And that's what you have to understand this. This is part of shukr. What does it mean? Because shukr is not just thanking Allah. No. Shukr, two parts. One is to admit whatever you have is from Allah. Two is to use what Allah gave you according to what Allah ordered you to use it for. Anything that you have. And that's part of shukr. So when you admit that whatever you have, skills, money, whatever it is from Allah, and when you use it for the pleasure according to what Allah ordered you to, that's a shukr. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. If anyone do anything else apart from this, العدون, التعدي, you exceeded the limit. To exceed the limit. So that's one important thing. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنْ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these people and mention that these people, what they are going to have. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah used the word يَرِث, inherit. طب in Jannah, what you are going to inherit? يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you have your place, what you are inheriting? In Jannah, you take your place. That's one, inshaAllah. But in addition to this, there are empty places for people who didn't make it. They went to وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ to Jahannam. You will inherit it. InshaAllah. يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. So you will take your place and in addition someone else. سبحان الله. يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. And that's why you have to know that ledger that we are going to come across is endless. But to get to that one is not an easy way to go. There is a lot of hurdles, a lot of obstacles. And that's why you have to keep that objective, clear view. Why are you in this dunya? Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, والعصر, إن الإنسان لفي خسر. We are all losers. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. By default, we are losers. إلا الذين آمنوا. Exclusion. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. التواصي. So التواصي doesn't mean I only do it. No, I do it and I order you to do it. I invite others to do it. And that's why you have to do something. What does that you have to do? It's not enough that you do the right thing, but to invite the others. يا أيها الذين آمنوا في سورة المائدة عليكم أنفسكم. That's one. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم. يعني first of all you. So you have to fix and correct yourself. So it's me, I'm responsible about myself. One. Then you have to invite the others. An invitation to the others, either to say it or by example. When you do it, you don't have to say everything, just do it, the others will follow. And this is one of the stories that happened to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, when they came from Medina to Mecca first time to do Hajj, and they've been stopped. And then Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the whole long story. And then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam ordered them, you have to release your ihram and get back. A lot of the Muslims did not do that. And he was unhappy. When he went home to his wife, Ummu Salama, and she saw his face, he doesn't look happy. And she asked why. And he told her, I ordered the people, halakul qawm. That means, because I ordered them, they disobey. And she told him a very wise advice. They came in all the way through to do Hajj, and definitely they are unhappy. But what you have to do, just you change and go out to them. And then once they will see you change it, they will do it. And that's exactly what happened. Which is just to invite the people by example. You do the good thing and the people will follow. If the people did not do any of that, then the ayah, عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. So that means you've done it yourself, you've done invite the others, you've done the example, you're not responsible. The people will follow you, they will. If they don't, they don't. They are responsible about themselves. But do not be passive. This is one of the main problems that we have in Muslims' world. Just being passive. I don't care. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us in Surah Al-Ma'idah. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. What does that mean? Prophet Dawood and Prophet Isa, they curse Bani Israel. Bani Israel, the grandsons of Bani Israel, who is the Prophet Israel, who is Yaqub or Jacob. Why? كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. That means if someone does something forbidden, keep their mouth silent. Nobody say something. Nobody say anything. As if it's not forbidden. What does that mean? This means that this sin will spread all over the way. Don't just keep your mouth silent and close it. You have to talk about it to stop it. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us an analogy for this situation. He said the people are like sailing in a ship. The water that they could drink is in the top. Okay? And there are people living or staying around that water on the top of the ship. The people in the bottom want also to drink. Okay? And that ship is sailing in a river. That's exactly the hadith, and that's the analogy. The people in the bottom said, it's not every time that I'll go up there and take some water and go down. Why don't I make a punch, a hole in this ship, get the water directly from there? And then I don't have to go up. What will happen when they do that? Everybody will sink. Unless the people at the top stop the people in the bottom doing this, everybody will sink. But if they stop it, everybody will rescue and everybody will sail. And that means when a sin is there, it spreads out like a microbe. Unless you stop it. You and I and everybody talk about it and stop it. Don't just keep your mouth silent. Otherwise, it's going to be, all of us will be punished because everybody keeps silent. And that's absolutely forbidden. That's absolutely forbidden. That's one of the problems that we have. We have to stand for whatever is wrong. Otherwise, it's going to be punishment for all of us because we keep our mouth silent. And that's one of the problems that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yunzir, يعني warn, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. These people who wants to spread out the bad behavior, the bad words, the bad examples. Look at any TV channel. Any TV channel. Whether it's satellite TV channel, whatever it is. Look what is going on. This is exactly what Allah told us. يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ. يعني to spread out the bad behavior, to spread out the bad word. When you see that example, and that's one of the problems in TV channels, as they said actually, the experts in information systems, TV could give you the same information as a book. However, in a book or in an article, when you read, you have actually the opportunity to stop reading, assess what you read, and then continue. Because you may or may not agree on what you read. In the TV, you have no chances to do that because the information is coming very quick. So you have to continue concentrating on this. Otherwise you will lose. And that's why you don't have the opportunity to assess what you are listening to. So it's directly go to your brain, especially the younger. So they are not able to assess, is that forbidden, is that right, is that wrong? And that's why it's very critical what type of message in these channels. And وَإِشَاعَةِ الْفَحِشَةِ, to spread out the bad behavior and bad words and bad examples, extremely, these people will have extreme punishment in the Day of Judgment. They are spreading out the bad example. Imagine this, that you are part of an organization just to spread out the bad examples. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نكون منهم. يعني we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be from these people. And that's why you and I have to be very selective in this. But how to be selective? Inshallah touch base on this one in the second half of the khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة. عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, as I told you before, we have to be selective. We have to build an immune system to our children, boys or girls, how to stand and protect himself. How to stand and protect himself. Umar, Khalifa Umar radiallahu anhu, has a very interesting dua. His dua, when you listen to it, you will be surprised. How come he's asking Allah about this? But if you look at the depth of what he meant, you will know what exactly he meant by this. He said, Allahumma allimni bil khub. What does that mean? Allah, teach me, what is the secret sins? What are they? You'll be surprised. Why Umar is asking Allah about secret sins? He wants to ask Allah about secret sins because he can get to it without knowing. And that's the point. The message to our children and the message to our people is how to protect yourself. Sometimes the wind is coming. You will not be able to stop the wind, but you will be able to protect yourself from the wind. And that's the main point. How to create and show your daughter or your son's tools to assess what you are listening to, what messages that you have. And this is one of the main tasks that you have as parents. We have to assess these messages and teach our children how to assess it. Don't take anything from the media as facts. Teach them how to assess it. Don't refuse it up front. Don't accept it up front. Look for facts. And that's what Allah exactly asks us to do. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Give me the proof. Show me, what is this? Is it forbidden or is it not forbidden? Is it something allowable to me as a Muslim to do or not? This is a skill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, and we have to transfer that lesson to our children. To know how to assess whatever, anything that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam ordered us to do or not to do, then it's forbidden. No ifs and buts. But between this al-mutashabihat, which is something that vague, we don't know whether it's forbidden or whether it's not. And one of the simple skills that you children and our children has to know that, دَعْمَ يُرِيبَكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبَكْ. يعني if something is like, you are suspicious, you are not comfortable about something, leave it. دَعْمَ يُرِيبَكْ. الْرِيبَ, you are suspicious about something. Simply just leave it. Don't do it. دَعْمَ يُرِيبَكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبَكْ. Simple rule. If you don't know the answer. But it's one of our responsibilities that to look for facts. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. And that's one of the main things that even Allah orders in Quran in many, many ayahs. This word, هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Even when you have that dialogue or discussions or different of opinions, هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Give me the proof. We have to look for facts. And we have the main thing is to teach our children that skill. How to assess anything. How to know whether we are on the right track or on the wrong track. We are not allowed just to walk and go and continue whatever it is. Doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. No. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam told us in one of the hadith, الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. يعني الدنيا, this dunya that we are living in, سجن المؤمن, it's the prison of a believer. وجنة الكافر, the paradise of an unbeliever. It's a hadith. But why it's my prison? Because you and I have certain limits. What's forbidden and not forbidden. We are not allowed to do certain things. Even it's a nice thing for us that we might like to try. But it's the same thing. It's a paradise for an unbeliever. Because of the in the day of judgment, an unbeliever has no chances. He has no chances. He has nowhere to go about, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, hellfire. But you and I, inshallah, will still have a chance. That's the point. Even those people who are just probably Muslims, but maybe did not commit, just believe in Allah. But they believe in أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, they will take their share in Jahannam because they will be punished for this. Definitely. But for a certain time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long that will be. And after this, they will get out of this. وَيُغْمَسُوا في نهر الجنة. They will get into a river in Jannah, inshallah. What will happen to them? It's like an overall cleaning. Insha. Restructuring. Because as you have to know, all of us, inshallah, we will get to Jannah, we will reconstruct it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna ansha'ahunna insha'a. All of us, men or women, and it's very clear on women more than men. Why we are going to be, does that mean I'm going to be different? No. You will be the same person, but some of your parts of your body will not work. What does that mean? Okay. Let's say it clearly to everybody. Everybody with us, go to the toilet. There's no toilet in Jannah. That will stop. It's true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people said, I believe in Jesus, He is a God, Allah wants to tell them something. How can a God do these things for a human being? In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this. He told us, وَأُمُّ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانَ الطَّعَامِ. يعني Prophet Isa and his mother, they eat the food that you eat. What does that mean? Why Allah is giving that example? To tell them that they, at the end of the day, they do what they have to do as a human being. In Jannah, it's different. We will not have this anymore, because it's pleasure all time. As ulama said, even for women, periods stopped. There's no periods in Jannah. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْهُنَّ إِنْ شَاءَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. It's reconstruction. You will be rebuilt again. Same person. But as I told you, some of your parts will not work, because it's a pleasure all time. And that will be, this is like stopping you from the pleasure. And that's why it doesn't exist. So when you eat anything in Jannah, when we eat apples or orange or whatever it is, the body, our body in dunya, absorbs some and get rid of some. In Jannah, absorb all. Nothing to get rid of. Subhanallah. So that means we are totally going to be different. Different. Subhanallah. But we are going to be the same persons. Brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu, when he heard the different ayat, when people ask him, al-mu'minun, in the end of Surah Al-Imran, Al-Imran, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ أَعَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. So when you do the dua, asking Allah for forgiveness, it will not, you will not lose it. And insisting on dua, and you have to, all of us, in dua, you have to be lahuh. You know what does that to mean, lahuh? You know when your son or your daughter's son is actually mooning, asking you again and again and again and again, you do this in dua with Allah. Do this in dua, and Allah loves this behavior in you. You have to repeat your dua many, many times. Don't say, oh, I'm ridiculous of asking 100 times. Ask million times. Ask Allah million times. Don't stop it. Allah loves this. So you have to ask and continue asking Allah for forgiveness. Asking Allah, al-ula fil jannah, the highest level, we have to continue asking. Don't despair. This is one of our tasks in dunya. Allahumma akrimna wala tuhinna, wazidna wala tadid alayna. This is what dua of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. That means Allah akrimna. This is what you are asking Allah in the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat you بفضله ليس بعدله. يعني what you are asking Allah, don't ask Allah, اللهم احكم فينا بعدلك. That means Allah, just be fair with us. You are destroying yourself. Why? Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apply his justice upon you, you will be destroyed, because you will be punished for every sin. ولكن ارحمنا بفضلك. بفضلك, what does it mean? That means whatever we have done, forgive it. And that's the point. Brothers and sisters, I think you got the point. We have to have that objective. Jannah is the objective. That's the light at the end of the tunnel. That we have to be clear on that objective. We have to do the best what Allah ordered us to get to that objective. And this is our responsibility. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم ارحمنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا. وزدنا ولا تزد علينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم احكم فينا بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احكم فينا بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب واستر لنا العيوب يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم، ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اللهم اطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا يا رب. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا يا كريم. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا كريم. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وكفر عنا سيئاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على حسن طاعتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا على حسن طاعتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اصلح لنا أزواجنا، واصلح لنا أولادنا، واصلح لنا بناتنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يسر على أولادنا القرآن يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر على أولادنا طاعتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اهدهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم احفظهم من كل شر وسوء يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم وفقهم بفضلك وكرمك وجودك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزق أولادنا زوجات صالحات، وارزق بناتنا أزواجا صالحين يا رب العالمين. اللهم جازهم بالحسنات إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا وغفرانا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وأقم الصلاة.